The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Triple P Podcast, where we picture the past and present of popular movies made by well-known directors. In this series, I will be breaking down if us humans have changed as a whole when it comes to producing specific movie genres. I'm your host, DJ Fig, and let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Triple P Podcast. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I really recommend it. We talked about action films such as the Mission Impossible series. It's pretty good. You may ask, what are we going to talk about this week? We started off so well with the first episode. And for this week, week number 2, we are going to be talking about, drumroll please, horror films. Spooky. All right, let's get straight to it. Firstly, the definition of horror films is that it is a genre that seeks to elicit fear or disgust in its audience for entertainment purposes. I find it very interesting how there are many people in the world that enjoy being scared. For me, personally, I love horror movies. I love the suspense they build. I love the feeling of being scared. Which is why I think most people love watching horror movies, the feeling. There's not a lot of movie genres that can attract people's feelings, unlike horror movies. What I mean by this feeling is the goosebumps, the covering of your ears, the closing of your eyes when something scary happens, and many more. Adding on, there are key things in order to make a horror movie essentially entertaining for us. What I mean by the entertaining is the feeling of being scared, as what most audience look forward to in watching a horror film, as I said earlier. Firstly, I will be explaining factors in what makes a horror film well produced. The first factor being sound. In horror films, sounds play a key role. What we hear is more important than what we see, to be honest. For example, if a horror movie were to add a happy song to a monster chasing the main character, it would be pretty funny. I mean, for me personally, I would probably laugh. But if you wanted to make it a horror film, you were to add like a screeching noise while the monster's voice is enhanced, it would sound a lot scarier. However, sometimes no sound is even more scarier, as it builds suspense. An example of this would be a horror film called A Quiet Place, made in 2019. If you haven't heard of A Quiet Place, the whole entire movie is mainly silent. And in the movie, the absence of sound makes us, the audience, lean in closer to the plot. The second factor in making a horror film really well is the timing. What I mean by this is that if a horror movie was good, I would say the parts that consist of jump scares include you not expecting it. Expecting a jump scare from a film because it is quite obvious kind of ruins the whole fact of being scared. That's why the timing of the scares has to be unexpected in order for us, the audience, to be scared. These factors, timing and sound, are what I believe are the fundamental factors in creating an entertaining horror film for the audience. Now that I have explained what makes a horror movie good, I'll be comparing two movies of the same. Child's Play, also known as Chucky. I will be comparing Child's Play, made in 1988, and Child's Play, made in 2019, to see if the producers really changed the way in scaring us, the audience. Alright, let's go straight to Child's Play 1988. If you haven't seen Child's Play 1988, I'll give you guys a quick synopsis, so spoiler alert. The movie is also rated R, so if you are under 18, please, please, please ask for permission from your parent or guardian if you can watch these movies. Alright, for the synopsis, Child's Play 1988 tells the story of the main character, Andy Barkley, who gets a good guy doll for his birthday. At the time, good guy dolls were very popular and expensive, and if you didn't have one, you were somewhat missing out. Once he finally gets a hold of a good guy doll, thanks to his mom, people start to die around him. All of the adults question him, saying how did he not kill him? But Andy Barclay would say, Chucky did it. So now, on my thoughts of the movie. After watching the 1988 film, I would say I kind of enjoyed it. The best thing about this movie was the suspense. Chucky the doll is more mysterious and doesn't come alive till the second half of the movie, and most of the kills were suggested. Some things that could have been better though were the effects, but I still really liked how Chucky was made. He somewhat scared me at some points of the movie. As for things I didn't really enjoy was Chucky's personality. He uses a lot of inappropriate language, and it's kind of a little extra at some scenes. Like for example, there are scenes where he cusses a lot, but he really didn't need to. But then again, Chucky is a doll coming from a serial killer's soul, and that just portrays a serial killer's personality. In the end, I thought the film had valid jump scares, an iconic villain, a wonderful cast, and a pretty good plot. So now that we have talked about the movie itself and my thoughts, let's talk about the production. So the 1988 film had a budget around $9 to $13 million. The film was mainly filmed in Chicago, where the characters lived in the Brewster apartment, but the in-studio filming took place at Culver Studios in California. Excuse me. For visual effects, Chucky was controlled by up to 9 puppeteers. These puppeteers' roles were to move him and to make him seem essentially realistic and flowy. What I mean by flowy is to make him seem like he's human. The film created multiple Chucky animatronics, such as a flailing tantrum Chucky, a walking Chucky, and a stationary Chucky. One of the puppeteers actually had a remote control on him to change Chucky's facial expressions. With its budget being around $9 million at its release, which was on November 9, 1988, the movie grossed nearly $44.2 million, which is really good at its time. So now, let's get to the 2019 version this time. You know the drill. I will be talking about Child's Play 2019 now and go more in depth in the production. If you didn't know by now, Child's Play 2019 is a reboot of Child's Play 1988, so it is basically the same synopsis, so no need in explaining it. Also, if you plan on watching this movie, it is rated R again, so please, if you're under 18, have your parent or guardian approve. So for my thoughts on this 2019 version, although there are reboots from 1988 and 2019, I honestly thought the 2019 version was pretty different. Not saying it's a good thing, not saying it's a bad thing, but it was different. I enjoyed, but really didn't, with how Chucky's produced more in this film rather than the 1988 version. And as for things I didn't enjoy, although it was a reboot, and I'll give the benefit of the doubt for the producer, I thought it was another example of an original idea is being pinned down by huge corporations simply for profit, but I still found it entertaining. Moving forward, the reboot was made for $10 million, and a lot of creative marketing got the hype up, and Child's Play grossed $45 million, making it the second highest grossing film throughout the 8 movies made in the franchise. Anyways, let's go to the in-depth production and why I believed it was somewhat successful. First things first, what caught my attention was the voice of Chucky. Mark Hamill voiced one of the most iconic characters in the horror industry, Chucky. If you don't know who Mark Hamill is, he's one of the most popular actors in the film industry, especially in Star Wars, the franchise itself, who played one of the most important characters, Luke Skywalker. Adding on with Chucky, I feel that Mark Hamill does a pretty great job with voicing Chucky, with a very odd, often off-putting way of pronouncing words and pausing to seem just a little bit inhuman, which was the goal of what the producers want for Chucky. I'm also glad the producers, David Katzenberg and Lars Kleberg, still went with animatronics still. I'm sure most people, including I, were kind of worried about Chucky being fully CGI, as nowadays, most films are usually CGI and made through a futuristic computer. Speaking on CGI, the film didn't really overdo with it. The director stated that Chucky was going to be an animatronic 80% of the time. Personally, I was really worried that it was going to be fully CGI. I watched the trailer before watching the actual film, and it looked pretty obvious that Chucky was completely CGI. You see his eyes, and it's just so obvious. Alright, since now we talked about both these films, let's now talk about the comparison. Let's begin with the Rotten Tomatoes. If you guys don't know what Rotten Tomatoes are, I don't think I explained it last week, but it's basically a score that represents the percentage of professional critic reviews that are positive for a given film or television show. Anywho, the 1988 Child's Play film gained a Rotten Tomatoes score of 71%, which is, it's alright. Whereas the 2019 film gained a tomato score of 64%. It's not that good. Next up, we are going to compare the ratings given from average movie watchers like me. For the 1988 Child's Play, with more than 250,000 reviews from people like us throughout the world, the average rating was a 63% score. While the 2019 version of Child's Play gained a rating of 57%. In similarity, you can see that both got really low ratings. Personally, I didn't really think it was that bad, but I could see how a lot of the people who are into reviewing movies would give such low ratings. For success, as I mentioned earlier, both films had a budget of $10 million and had a similar grossing outcome. I kind of find it funny in how both films, nearly 31 years apart, had a similar outcome when it comes to the money. You would think that the recent film would have a better turnout in success, just like how I mentioned in last week's episode with Mission Impossible. Moving forward, I will be now talking about the scaring aspect of both films. From watching both films, I can say that the first Child's Play film toys with expectations to bring out the terror. I felt that tension is built throughout the film, leaving audiences paranoid about what's to come next. Instead of common horror films that go all out in gore, their main objective in scaring the audience is to show how brutal Chucky's murders was throughout the film. As for the 2019 version, I would say the delivery of their scares were a pretty standard horror film. What's different was the tension. As I mentioned earlier, the 1988 brought out more tension, leaving the audience on their toes rather than the 2019 version. The scares were low-key expected, and it didn't really impress me in comparison with the 1988 version. Moving on, what was different that I noticed from watching both films was Chucky's personality. The 1988 version of Chucky is known for his attitude and playful jokes. I noticed that he had a lot of one-liners before he murdered the characters, and giving people a piece of his mind, honestly. Then again, as I stated earlier, the Chucky from the 1988 is a human soul trapped in a doll's body. So he already comes with a personality and sense of humor. However, for the 2019 version of Chucky, I thought the doll itself seemed less self-aware in comparison with the 1988 version. I kind of don't find it as a bad thing, but I could see how some people would enjoy the 1988 version more. Considering that it's a reboot, people would expect both Chuckies to be similar, but in reality, they weren't. Overall, I asked the question earlier, did production of both Chucky films, 31 years apart, improve in entertaining the audience and improve in scaring in production? Personally, I don't think so. What do you think? I'll see you guys next week's episode. Have a good one.